The radio industry has a problem, a measurement and attribution problem. Hundreds of millions of dollars have left broadcast for giant digital platforms owned by Meta, Google, and Amazon, among others, while radio is left with antiquated metrics and processes, and quite frankly, less than enthusiastic media buyers. But change is coming, and it's coming fast. Welcome to Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. I'm Sean Smith. Now, full disclosure, our parent company, Momentum Media, creates, develops, and markets brands, content, software, and tools that advance the broadcast industry. Now, this includes operating and licensing the Pattison Media created Validate Audio Attribution Software Platform. It's being used by Canadian broadcasters and now U.S. broadcasters too. Validate leverages all the data at our disposal to help radio stations show advertisers exactly how over-the-air advertising campaigns generate consumer impressions and drive traffic to websites, all in real time via an online dashboard, just like digital. And now, Pattison and Momentum have a new partner in the United States.
Hi, my name is Warren Kurtzman. I'm the president of Coleman Insights. We're a market research company that helps media companies build strong brands and develop great content.
Congratulations on becoming the licensor of Validate in the United States, Warren.
I'm very excited. We've been working on this for a long time. I believe that the service, the platform, will deliver great results for radio stations in the U.S., and I'm just eager to get it rolled out and help our clients really demonstrate the value of radio advertising in a manner that they have not been able to in the past.
What drew you to Validate Audio Attribution? There's a bit of a story there.
Once I saw what the service could do, I thought it would be tremendously valuable for radio stations. And not long after I had seen it for the first time, I was attending a board meeting of the RAB. And one of the biggest topics of discussion among the group executives was the need for better tools for radio stations to demonstrate advertising attribution. So putting one and one together was definitely more than two. The minute I heard these conversations, I went to the then head of the RAB and said, I've got something that you need to take a look at. And once the people in the RAB executive board saw Validate, they agreed with me and felt this was something that many of their members could use successfully.
The response was quick and it was pretty united. What is the pain that it seems like every broadcaster in radio is having right now, suffering from?
Well, I think that overall, radio in the US and in Canada and in many other countries around the world has kind of lost the PR battle. There's little question that there's so much more competition now in the audio space for consumers' time. But radio continues to attract very sizable audiences, and perhaps more importantly, for the purposes of this discussion, delivers great results for advertisers very efficiently. And radio has been competing against other media, mostly in the digital realm, that have tools that demonstrate attribution in a far more straightforward manner than radio has been able to before Validate. That's the pain point is, I think, a lot of people who are heavy users of radio know it works for them, but for those who don't use it or just need a little bit more of an objective way at looking at it, what they've lacked until Validate came along is this ability to show how a really well-executed radio campaign can deliver results.
We know that radio drives results for advertisers, but the advertisers, agencies, and buying services, they're not necessarily giving radio the credit it deserves. Do you think that we, as a radio industry, are able to communicate that value proposition against all these other behemoths that you speak about, like Meta and Google and so on?
Well, I would say historically, radio's not done a very good job in this area. I've been in this industry for 40 years, and I've heard for a long time about radio not getting its fair share of the advertising pie. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's not as sexy as video, it's not as sexy as digital, but radio has always struggled with this. And that's why, having tools that can objectively show how radio delivers results may help the industry cut through some of the misconceptions that exist about radio advertising.
Let's talk methodology. Now, Validate leverages actual streaming data as its source of truth, a sample size that's, let's face it, thousands upon thousands of streams, approaching 15% of all listening, actually. And we determine radio listener behavior for each minute of every day using top line PPM data, and we extrapolate what the over-the-air portion is. And this creates a multiplier. And we use those multipliers to model out impressions and conversions. How do you feel about this methodology? And do I have it correct?
Well, you definitely have it correct. Had I not felt that the methodology provided really fair estimates of an advertising campaign's reach, I wouldn't have put the Coleman Insights brand in bed with Validate. I wouldn't have pursued the partnership that we're about to embark on without feeling good about the methodology. There are flaws in almost every measurement methodology. But in the end, what you're trying to do is get a really clear picture, in the case of Validate, on how many impressions an ad campaign delivers, as well as some other measures. And I feel that this approach gives us a very good way of estimating that type of that those types of figures. For those listeners who are not familiar with it, some other attribution platforms only give radio stations credit for delivering results if some type of action happens with a listener within 7 minutes of being exposed to an ad. But radio's great strength is by reaching consumers frequently with a message over and over again and building a brand in their minds so that they come to know that brand even before they may even need to make a purchase in that product category. It's very important that brands are known before they're needed. So what happens with a radio campaign is people are exposed over a long period of time. They may not actually act based on that exposure for weeks, months, in some cases, years, until they need to make a purchase in that category. Now, obviously, you can't measure this over years, but what Validate does is it gives radio stations credit for consumers being exposed to an ad campaign for up to 90 days. And that's really more in line with how radio is most effectively used by most advertisers. And I think that's Validate's great strength. And so, that's a very important difference about between Validate and some of the other platforms. The other platforms mostly have been built for a digital world. And that's not a criticism of them, but most digital advertising is not about brand building. It's about getting immediate response, delivering an ad to a consumer, having them click on something and go make a purchase. There is a very important place for that type of attribution in the advertising realm, but that's very indicative of something that's not been built for the way radio, with its brand building capabilities, is best used.
One of the things that we're now seeing with Validate is some very important best case and best use data that's coming out. For instance, really, really interesting conversion data on product categories, different product categories. Like, for instance, auto dealers are finding that it takes about 44 days since first impression to make a conversion, a visitor to the website, a sign up for a test drive, those sorts of things. And that swings all the way to the other side, where we see a response of just a few days for a live concert or a live event. How important is and how transformative do you believe this is going to be for radio stations out there that want to be able to help their clients inform their campaign from the creative right on through to the frequency and so on.
Yeah, I think that's a really exciting aspect of attribution in general and validate in specifics. You know, the ability to create benchmarks by product category will be really useful in having radio salespeople be able to show their clients and advise their clients on how effective or in some cases ineffective their campaign is relative to those benchmarks. So, you know, one of the things I love about Validate is that the data is near real time, meaning that you don't have to wait until a campaign is over to determine how effective the campaign was. You can actually see how a campaign is delivering impressions while it's going on. So if you're working in a product category and the benchmark for conversion is X, and you know, 2 weeks into the campaign, you're seeing that the conversion is running more like, you know, X minus 10, it's not doing as well as the benchmark. A radio salesperson can be proactive and go to the client and say, hey, this campaign is not delivering the results you seek. Let's dive into that. Is it the way the campaign is scheduled? Is it the creative? Is it something else? Is it competition? We can look at all of those things. And, you know, we've not had that kind of data readily available, especially while a campaign is running before. So I think that's a really exciting aspect of this. And, you know, fleshing out those benchmarks over time as more and more radio stations, more and more markets are using this data, I think it's going to be a very powerful aspect to Validate.
How realistic do you think that we can get to a place in the industry where attribution is something that we're universally offering? Is that going to be a hard process, or do you think it's going to be a much easier one?
I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle. You know, there's demand for it. You know, advertisers are, you know, always scrutinizing their expenditures, and they want to know if they're getting the desired results. So the demand for this is there. I think there's going to be a bit of a learning curve. I think this is data that a lot of radio salespeople, you know, except those working on some of the biggest national and network campaigns, you know, a lot of radio salespeople have not been exposed to this before. So there's going to need to be, you know, a period of time where we're going to have to learn how to use this information most effectively. And then there's going to be a client education aspect of this, because again, while large national or multi-market advertisers are demanding this kind of information, a lot of the direct retail customers that radio stations sell advertising to may not be familiar with this kind of data. They may be getting exposed to it a little bit on the digital side, but they haven't seen it before for radio. So I think it's going to take some time. I do think that one of the beauties of Validate is that it's pretty elegant and simple. You know, when somebody is working in the platform, there's not a lot of interpretation that is needed. You can just see how a campaign is doing or how it's faring and communicate those results pretty easily. So I think that aspect of it is going to help this process along. But look, this is something that the industry has not regularly been providing to people. So I think it would be naive to think, oh yeah, we're going to just flip this thing on and attribution data is going to be used left and right and everybody's going to know how to use it.
There is a fair amount of early enthusiasm. Can you share some of the things that you've been hearing or feedback that you've been getting on Validate?
Yeah, I can't think of anybody who I have shown it to so far at, you know, a large number of major radio groups that, you know, wasn't intrigued by it, wasn't interested in it. I think there have been some, you know, pointed questions, which are more about understanding how the data is produced and, you know, how we're going to drive advertiser acceptance of it. But, you know, in our work through the RAB and a subcommittee of their board that has been focused on audio attribution, you know, there's overwhelming support for it. And I'm, you know, excited that we're going to be able to announce a couple of groups that are going to be on board right from the beginning. And we expect that a pretty large number are also going to start using Validate very shortly after we launch this. So, you know, I've not I've been involved in the sales of services to radio stations for 40 years, and I have rarely felt as universal of a response to a new idea like I've been seeing with Validate. And that's, why I'm so bullish about what we're going to be able to do going forward.
Warren, I'm sure that our American friends in the business would like to know what they can expect if they are to enroll with Validate Audio Attribution.
Probably the, biggest selling point of Validate is the experience that Pattison Media, who developed the platform, has had with it in their use of it up in Canada. Clients of Pattison that use Validate are spending 2.19 times more on radio advertising than clients who aren't. And because of the insights that they've gleaned from the Validate data, their campaigns are running an average of 44 days longer. Those are really impressive results. I'd love to tell every prospective Validate user that they're going to see that kind of return on their investment. But even if they only see half the return that Pattison has experienced with its clients using Validate, this platform will pay for itself many times over for our clients in the US. That's probably the biggest thing is, you should expect to increase revenues with clients who you get to use it.
How can people take advantage of this service?
Well, we do have a basic information page that's going to be up on our website shortly. It's at ColemanInsights.com/validate. It's a page where you could just provide us with some information and we will follow up and set up a demo for you. At the same time, I'm in discussions with many members of the RAB board who are talking to me on behalf of their groups about using Validate. So we will be doing a lot of outreach with groups to try to get them on board as early as possible in 2025. While at the same time welcoming any new inquiries that come in from our website, as I just mentioned a moment ago. We're also going to start putting some plans in place for advertiser reach out next year in 2025, because we anticipate that there are going to be a large number of advertisers who are going to be seeing Validate data for the first time from radio station sales representatives, and we want to make sure that they are ready for it, accepting of it, and understanding it so that when a radio salesperson puts it in front of them, it becomes a real asset in the whole sales process.
Warren, I can't wait for our next update. Thanks so much for taking time out of your day to share a little more about Validate.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate the opportunity.
Warren Kurtzman is the president of Coleman Insights, and he joined us from Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks for listening. I'm Sean Smith.